Rahman al-Rahim, all praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. All praise and thanks are due to Allah. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will start a series of classes called Tree of Faith. Actually, these classes are related to the tree of faith which Allah is planting in the hearts of His chosen servants. The tree of faith is the tree which Allah is planting in the hearts of the chosen servants who watered it, nourished it with beneficial knowledge. That is to say, the truthful belief and dedication to the remembrance of Allah night and day. Who made that tree to give forth its fruits and the blessings of goodness and grace? The subject of this new series of classes is faith, Iman, which is the most important topic of the religion of Islam and the greatest principle of truth and sincerity. Allah the Exalted said, we will read about the tree of faith from Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, verse number 24 and 25.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف ضرب الله مثلا كلمة طيبة كشجرة طيبة أصلها ثابت وفرعها في السماء تؤتي أكلها كل حين بإذن ربها ويضرب الله الأمثال للناس لعلهم يتذكرون.
Allah is saying in English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, have you not considered how Allah presents an example, making a good word like a good tree, whose root is firmly fixed and its branches high in the sky? It produces its fruits all the time by permission of its Lord, and Allah presents examples for the people that perhaps they will be reminded. Actually, in these two verses of the Quran, Allah the Exalted is clarifying to us that there is a link. This is the link between the tree of the faith and the tree, and that the tree of the faith, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah has linked the statement of faith, which is the best of the statements, with a tree that is the best of trees, having these noble characteristics. Its roots are firm, it is always growing and maturing, and it bears fruits all the time. The tree exists in the hearts of the believers. Therefore, it is upon the servant to hasten towards acquiring the knowledge about that tree, which leads to make it very strong and productive in his heart. For indeed, his portion of goodness, success and happiness in this life and the hereafter is dependent upon the extent to which this tree is implanted in his heart. In conclusion, faith is the source of goodness, success and happiness. It is like a tree growing in the hearts of the believers. The more that tree is strong and productive, the more is the guidance and piety of the believers. Inshallah, in these classes, we will learn the following. We will learn definition of faith, foundation of faith, characteristics of the true believers, ways to have perfect faith, the reward for those whom they have the perfect faith. We will start by learning about the definition of faith. Faith or Iman is the firm belief, complete acknowledgement and acceptance of all that Allah and His Messenger have commanded to have faith in, submitting to it inwardly and outwardly. It is the acceptance and belief of the heart that includes the action of the heart and body. Faith is what heart believes in and is proved by actions. Faith is the statement of the heart and tongue, action of the heart, tongue and limbs. And this will be clarified, inshallah, in the characteristics of the believers. So the question is, what are the foundations of faith? The foundations of faith are, number one, the belief in the oneness of Allah. This is the most important foundation of faith. Believe in the oneness of Allah means to believe that the only God deserves worshipping is Allah. That is to say, to worship Allah alone without associating any partners with Him. To make the religion sincerely for the sake of Allah, and also the affirming believing in the beautiful names of Allah and His perfect and lofty attributes. The second foundation of faith is to have faith in Allah's Messenger, and the other foundations of faith are to have faith in Allah's angels, Allah's books, and in Allah's decree and the last day, the belief in the last day. In summary, it is the famous hadith of Angel Jibril when he asked Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, about faith in the presence of Prophet Muhammad's companions, to which Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, replied, faith is the belief in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the last day, and the divine decree. We will recite now from the Holy Quran, from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 285, to know about that fact related to the foundations of faith.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.
صدق الله العظيم. In English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the messenger has believed in what was revealed to him from his Lord, and so have the believers. All of them have believed in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers, saying, we make no distinction between any of His messengers. And they say, we hear and we obey. We seek your forgiveness, our Lord, and to you is the final destination. Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah is informing us that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who believed with him have faith in these principles, in Allah, His angels, His books, His messengers, the decree, and the last day. They don't differentiate between any of the prophets. Instead, they believe in all of them and the books they brought from Allah. Also, they firmly adhere to the obedience of Allah, as they are saying, we hear and we obey. And they ask their Lord to allow them to realize this and to overlook their deficiencies in obeying Him. We will also recite from the same surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, surah number 2, verse number 136, in order to know more about our faith.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qulu amanna billah, wa ma unzila ilayna, wa ma unzila ila Ibrahim, wa Ismail, wa Ishaq, wa Ya'qub, wa al-Asbat. والأصوات وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون.
صدق الله العظيم. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Say, O believers, we have believed in Allah and what has been revealed to us and what has been revealed to Abraham and Ismail and Ishaq and Jacob and the descendants and what was given to Musa and Jesus and what was given to the prophets from the Lord. We make no distinction between any of them and we are Muslims in submission to Allah. In this verse of the Quran, Allah ordered His servants to have faith in all of these great principles. That is to say, in all of the books and messengers sent by Allah. To have sincerity towards Allah and to submit to Allah alone. And we have submitted to Him Allah as we are Muslims. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a good deed becomes a source of pleasure for you and an evil deed becomes a source of sorrow for you, then you are a true believer. It is a true fact which to always remember. This is the proof for every one of us that he is a true believer and that you have the correct faith and the perfect faith or not. When you do a good deed, you will feel that you are in a good mood, you are happy. And when you do a sin, okay, you will feel that you are very upset and you want to remove that sin by doing a good deed. So all the time when your heart is affected by doing the good, when your heart is happy by doing the good deed, or your happy is upset when you do a bad deed, this means that you have a life, a heart, which has faith inside it. But when you notice that doing the good deed or doing the bad deeds are the same for you, this means that you are far away from Allah and your belief is very weak. To know about the true faith, actually, and the true believers, we will recite now from the Holy Quran, from Surah number 8, from verse 2 and 4, to start to know in details about the characteristics of those whom they have the true faith, so that it will be more easy for us to realize about the foundations of the faith. So we recite now from Surah number 8, verse number 2 and 4, Surah Al-Anfal.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون الذين يقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون أولئك هم المؤمنون حقا لهم درجات عند ربهم ومغفرة ورزق كريم.
Okay, so Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the translation of these verses of the Quran. The believers are only those who, when Allah is mentioned, their hearts become fearful. And when His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith. And upon their Lord they rely. The ones who establish prayer, and from what we have provided them, they spend. Those are the believers, truly. For them are degrees of high position with the Lord, and forgiveness and noble provision. So actually, sisters, Allah described the true believers with these characteristics, which are based on the foundations of the whole religion. The characteristics of the believers in these three verses of the Quran are, number one, they fear Allah. Number two, their faith is strengthened when they recite the verses of the Quran. Number three, they place their trust in Allah and rely totally on Him. Number four, they establish as-salah, prayers perfectly. And number five, they give zakat, charity, and spend in that which is obligatory upon them. Those are the true believers. They have the high ranks with the Lord for and forgiveness and generous provision. So to analyze these characteristics, we will start by the first one, which is that the true believers fear Allah. A true belief in Allah is built on the belief of Allah's oneness. That is to say, there is no God but Allah. This means that Allah is the only creator, owner, all-knower, planner, and controller of everything in the heavens and the earth. This means that Allah is absolute in His permanent existence. Allah is the ever-living. And this is one of the names of Allah, Al-Hayy, the ever-living. Allah is the source of life of every creation in the universe. This means that the divine being is the only real being in the universe. Number two, Allah is absolute in His power. Allah's power is the only effective power in the universe. Allah is the all-powerful. This means that one of the names of Allah, Al-Qawi, the divine will, is the only effective power in the universe. In conclusion, we must believe that the power of Allah has to be felt in everything and in every aspect. All earthly powers are false, and the only power is the power of Allah. We can be sure of these sisters when we look around us and we believe that none can make anything except by the command of Allah, be and it will be. And also when we discuss the names of Allah, we will know that Allah is the all-powerful and Allah is the ever-living. So when you have true belief in Allah's oneness as the only power and will in life, you must fear Him and you must try to obey all His commands, as He is the only controller and planner of your life. We will recite now from Surah number 3, verse number 126, a fact which is related to the oneness of Allah. Surah number 3, Surah Al-A'raf, verse number 26. Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, verse number 26. Ali Imran, you find it?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير صدق الله.
Okay, you can recite the second one.
تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل تخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Say, O Allah, owner of sovereignty, you give sovereignty to whom you will and you take sovereignty away from whom you will. You honor whom you will and you humble whom you will. In your hand is all good. Indeed, you are owner, or you are over all things competent. You cause the night to enter the day, and you cause the day to enter the night, and you bring the living out of the dead, and you bring the dead out of the living, and you give provision to whom you will, without account.
So actually, sisters, those two verses of the Quran are enough for every one of us to believe that Allah is the only God in this life and everything is run by the will of Allah. Since you believe that Allah is the only God, so Allah is the only master who has no partners. He gives whatever portion He wishes of His dominion to whomever He wants of His servants. And what is given becomes simply like a borrowed article. Its real owner, Allah, has the absolute right of taking it back whenever He wants, all with justice and wisdom of Allah. Allah is the owner, controller of the dominion. So He is able to do all things and He is able to give without account to whom He wishes. A true believer who has the true faith will realize that all submission must be to Allah. Practically in the daily life, what is the meaning of fear of Allah? When I fear Allah, how can I live my life practically? Number one, I must receive all the beliefs, values, and ethics and system only from Allah. All my beliefs are from the Holy Quran. My values, my ethics, my system, my way of life is only from Allah. Number two, to perform activities and to do all the actions for Allah. This means that to have sincerity in our actions, and my intention is to obey Allah and to receive the reward only from Allah, because I believe that the only power in this life is the power of Allah, because I fear Allah. Number three, to turn only to Allah and to seek refuge in Him alone all the time, so long you believe that He is the only power and the controller of this life. Number four, to fulfill your responsibilities to all humanity according to the laws of Allah. This means that my way in my life is according to the laws of Allah. I have responsibility towards every human being around me. These responsibilities, I know that responsibilities, and I do these responsibilities because I am commanded by Allah to do so. This is when I fear Allah, I will be all the time trying to fulfill all my responsibilities to all humanities according to the laws of Allah, not according to the laws of the community or according to my laws, no, according to the laws of Allah, because I believe in His oneness and I fear Him. Number five, to have bond of love with all Allah's creations, as Allah is making all the universe to serve the human being. When I believe that Allah made all the universe to serve me, the human being, so I will be all the time having the bond of love with all Allah's creation. This is the reality of the belief in Allah's oneness and in the fear of Allah, and also how it is translated to actions and behaviors. Regarding obeying Allah's commands and fearing Him as a characteristic of the true belief, we will recite now from the Holy Quran. We will recite first from Surah number 3, Surah Ali Imran, verse number 175.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Innama dhalikum ash-shaytan yukhawifu awliya'uhu fala takhafuhum wa khafuni in kuntum mu'minin.
Sadaqallahu alayhi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That is only Satan who frightens you of his supporters, so fear them not, but fear me if you are indeed believers.
So actually, sister, this is a command from Allah to all the believers, that they must fear Allah the Almighty. So when you fear Allah, it is not your choice, but it is the command of Allah to fear Him and not to fear the shaitan. We will recite also about the importance of having the feeling and the belief of the fear of Allah as a characteristic of the true belief from Surah number 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse number 50. Surah number 16, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 50. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You can recite 49 and 50 so that the meaning will be clear.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Walillahi yajudu ma fi al-samawati wa ma fi al-ardi min dabbatin wal-malaikatu wa hum la yastakbirun. Yakhafuna rabbahum min fawqihim wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun.
Tadakullahi al-Azim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So when he left them...
49 and 50 from Surah number 15.
You said...
And to Allah prostrates.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And to Allah prostrates whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth of creatures and the angels, as well as they are not arrogant. They fear their Lord above them, and they do what they are commanded.
I will read it, then you give me the question. Okay? So actually, sisters, Allah is clarifying that all His creatures, and the human being is one of them, they are supposed to prostrate to Allah because they fear Allah and they do what they are commanded to do. Actually, all the creatures, they did so except the human being, because the human being was the one actually honored by Allah by the right of choice. So some of them, they choose to follow the rest of the universe and they fear their Lord and they obey the commands of Allah, and some of them, they go astray and they are not fearing Allah and they are not obeying His commands, and those actually are the sinners and the losers whom they will be punished by Allah. Okay, do you have a question?
No, well, I was just asking, because of this right here, doesn't that mean we're supposed to prostrate when we
Now we will continue about learning about fear of Allah. Fear of Allah is the sign that you know the greatness, the power, and the control of Allah over your life and all the universe. Fear of Allah is the source of motivation for the believer to obey all Allah's commands, believing that obeying Allah's commands is the only source of mental peace and tranquility. Because, you know, sister, this is very important fact in Islam, which we must actually focus on it. You will not be motivated to obey the commands of Allah except when you believe that Allah is the controller of your life. And if you don't obey Him, okay, you will have a lot of hardships in your life. And Allah will not shower you with His mercy. And your life will be very difficult and very tough. Okay, so the motivation to obey the commands of Allah and to have faith in Allah and to follow the right path basically is the fear of Allah. So if I want to have mental peace in my life, if I want to have to feel the tranquility, the security, okay, I must all the time have the fear of Allah in my heart. Because so long you fear Allah, all the time you will try to obey Him, okay? And you will try all the time to be a good, doing the good deeds. Why? Because I don't want Allah to be angry with me, and because I need, and I am in continuous need of Allah's mercy. Allah will not shower me with His mercy except when I have the true faith and I am doing the good deeds and I am obeying His commands. So fear of Allah is the way to have the mental peace and the tranquility, because through the fear of Allah you are an obedient servant and you are in a good term with Allah and you all the time are showered by Allah's mercy. Also, fear of Allah is the source of guidance regarding being just and honest with every person. Everyone today or nowadays, every one of us is very upset. Why? Because most of the people are oppressors and they are not honest. So why most of the people are not honest and they are oppressors? Because they don't fear Allah. Because when you fear Allah, and when you have that fear of Allah very clear in your spirit, based on the belief of the greatness of Allah and the power of Allah and the will of Allah, when you have this belief very clear in your spirit, you will be all the time honest with everyone. Why? Because I fear Allah. I fear the power of Allah. I fear the punishment of Allah. I fear the anger of Allah. So all the time, I am honest, I am just, I obey, I do the good, I fulfill my responsibilities, I am guided all the time. This is because of my fear of Allah, whom I know His names and His attributes, and I know how He is the only controller of my life. Fear of Allah is the fruit of the true belief in Allah's oneness. We will now recite from Surah number 13, from verse 19 to verse 24. Surah number 13 is Surah Al-Ra'd. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we will recite from verse 19 to verse 24.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَفَمَن يَعْلَمُ أَنَّمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِن رَّبِّكَ الْحَقُّ كَمَن هُوَ أَعْمَى إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يُوفُونَ بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَنقُضُونَ الْمِيثَاقَ وَالَّذِينَ يَصِلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَن يُوصَلَ وَيَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ وَيَخَافُونَ سُوءَ الْحِسَابِ والذين صبروا ابتغاء وجه ربهم وأقاموا الصلاة وأنفقوا مما رزقناهم سرا وعلانية ويدرؤون بالحسنة السيئة أولئك لهم عقبى الدار جنات عدن يدخلونها ومن صلح من آبائهم وأزواجهم وذرياتهم والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم فنعم عقب الدار.
Then is he who knows that what has been revealed to you from your Lord is the truth like one who is blind? They will only be reminded who are people of understanding. Those who fulfill the covenant of Allah and do not break the contract, and those who join that which Allah has ordered to be joined, and fear their Lord and are afraid of the evil of their account, and those who are patient, seeking the face of their Lord, and establish prayer and spend from what we have provided for them secretly and publicly and prevent evil with good, those will have the good consequence of this home. Gardens of perpetual residence, they will enter them with whoever were righteous among their fathers, their spouses, and their descendants, and the angels will enter upon them from every gate. Peace be upon you for what you patiently endured, and excellent is the final home.
So actually, sister, these verses of the Quran actually are giving the glad tidings to every believer. Allah the Almighty will make the paradise their final home, and actually peace will be upon them. And this is based on their belief in the oneness of Allah, believe that Allah is the only power and will. Accordingly, they try to obey all the commands of Allah. And regarding the fear of their Lord, it is mentioned as one of their characteristics. They fear their Lord and are afraid of the evil of their account. And because they fear Allah, okay, they are patient. Why? How I can be patient regarding the commands of Allah? I can be patient regarding the commands of Allah when I fear Allah the Almighty. As I fear Him, I will obey Him. I will be patient, seeking His face. I will establish the prayers. I will spend from what He have provided me. Okay, and I will join what Allah has ordered me to be joined. Okay, I will be all the time fulfilling the covenant of Allah the Almighty. So fear of Allah is the most important basic fact or the most important actually reality which every one of us must try to have it very clear in her spirit and in her heart. If you want to be an obedient believer, if you want to have the paradise as your final destination, if you want to be showered by Allah's mercy all the time, try to live the feeling of the fear of Allah all the time in your heart. And actually, at the end, I will give you from my personal experience. When you fear Allah, believing in His oneness, power, and will, you will be all the time having an alarm in your heart. This alarm is related to every word and to every saying and to every act you do. This alarm will stop you from doing what Allah prohibits, and also will stop you from saying what Allah prohibits. Because when you are about to say a word which Allah prohibits or doesn't like, the alarm, which is the fear of Allah, will be clear in your spirit. Don't say it. Don't do it. Fear Allah. Remember His power. Remember His will. Allah can change all your life in a second. So stop doing what Allah prohibits. This is the alarm, which is the fear of Allah, which must be all the time active in your spirit if you are a true believer in Allah. Also, sisters, this alarm will remind you of your responsibilities towards, number one, yourself. When the time of the prayer will come, salah, okay, and the shaitan will come to you and tell you, hold on with the prayer, it is a long time, there are 3 hours to pray dhuhr prayer, now you can go and take your lunch and you can sleep for some time, and then you can pray. Still the time is long, okay, you have enough time to pray, okay. The alarm of the fear of Allah will tell you, no, this is wrong, this is the shaitan. shaitan, hurry up, hurry up. You don't know how, maybe you will be very busy the rest of the time before the next salat, and you will not have the time to pray. This is the shaitan. Don't listen to the shaitan. This is the fear of Allah, will be all the time reminding you about your responsibilities towards yourself. This means the acts of worship, to do the acts of worship with sincerity all the time. Why? Why you are so sincere regarding the acts of worship? Because I fear Allah. Because the fear of Allah is life, alive inside my spirit, and it is the alarm. Also, the fear of Allah will all the time remind me regarding the responsibilities towards all those around me. Sometimes you feel upset with your kids, and it is the time, for example, to give them the food, or to take them out, or to take them to the doctor. It is the time to give them their rights, but you are upset with them. Okay? So fear of Allah will be the alarm to tell you, go and do your responsibilities. Allah is judging you. You are not free in this life. Allah is writing everything. So you will rush to do your responsibility even if you don't like to do it. What will be the motivation to do your responsibilities in the best shape for everyone around you? It is only the fear of Allah. From my life with the Quran and from all my life experience, actually I realize that fear of Allah is the best motivation for the obedience of Allah regarding yourself and regarding the others around you. Fear of Allah is the source of the guidance inside your spirits, which guides you always to the right path. Inshallah, next week we will continue to learn about the rest of the characteristics of the true believers in detail, inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Lalli wa sallim wa barik ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. O Allah, our Lord, inspire us with good conduct and save us from our evil. Amen. O Allah, our Lord, cause your love to exceed all loves in us, and cause your fear to be the greatest of all fears in us. O Allah, controller of the hearts, keep our heart firm in your religion and keep it contented with your worship. O Allah, our Lord, guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, our Lord, strengthen us with those whom you have given strength. O Allah, our Lord, take us to your care with those whom you have taken to your care. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek your forgiveness. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you for success on the day of judgment and a life of happiness. O Allah, our Lord, we seek refuge in you from a decline in your favor, from a change in your protection, from your sudden punishment and all your displeasure. Ya Allah, make the best of our deeds our last deeds. Ya Allah, make the best of our life our last moments. Ya Allah, make the best day of our lives the day we meet you. O Allah, our Lord, we ask your protection from the torment of the hell, from the torment of the grave, from the trials in lifetime and after death. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to make our husbands and our offspring comfort to our eyes. O Allah, our Lord, we ask you to increase your blessings and favors upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day.